the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Officers took him into custody when the plane landed. Neither the Transportation Security Administration nor Delta Airlines would comment beyond saying that the matter was under investigation. Delta spokeswoman Leslie Scott would not say why the crew became uneasy about the boy. Authorities say security video shows the boy was at the airport on Wednesday as well. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, good morning, Sergeant Sam here at the American Freedom Network. And America took 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Today, America is accumulating, on average, over $1 trillion in debt every single year. How long can you keep spending more money than you're taking in? Well, we're told, basically, that they've shut down the government. They've laid off 800,000 workers, but don't you worry. We're going to pay those workers just as soon as we pass a budget and go ahead and continue borrowing massive amounts of money. And basically, both political parties are willing to go along with this. All the Republicans voted to compensate the people, federal employees, that are not working or having a nice vacation. As soon as they come back to work, they'll get their money and we'll continue running massive deficits. I mean, we're talking about, on average, $1 trillion a year. When Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. It's over $16.7 trillion today. And why aren't the Republicans saying, well, you've got to just live within your means, either raise taxes or certainly cut spending, but you can't continue doing what you're doing? The reason they don't is because there's an organized effort to destroy the economy of this country, to impoverish our people and bring in a new economic system. And with us to discuss this whole incredible scenario today is certainly one of the best informed people I know, and his name is William Still. And William, of course, a few weeks ago, received an email. He thought it was a farce. It was from the president of Turkey, asking William to go to Turkey to discuss the economic problems that face our country with finance ministers from all across the Middle East. Well, I'm going to let William tell you the story of what actually happened, and then certainly what is going on today financially, and what we've got to do if we have any hope at all of preserving this country. And the American people are not going to lose their life savings, their life endeavor. Go right ahead, William. Good to have you with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Stan. It must be 7 a.m. on the West Coast. It's 10 a.m. and rainy here on the East Coast. And, it was a rather unusual email, which I really didn't believe was true. It was a conference put together under the auspices of the Office of the President of Turkey. And they provided airfare and assured me my hotel and everything would be covered. And so I jumped on an airplane at Dulles Airport and went to Turkey. Walked into the conference on the first day and noticed there was a long line of black vehicles out front that looked suspiciously like something you'd see in Washington. It still didn't strike me what was going on. Walked in to the conference hall, had to walk through metal detectors before I got in. It just didn't trigger. And then I walked into the conference hall and was escorted to a seat about 10 rows back. And shortly thereafter, this hubbub of people come surging through the door with flash bulbs going off. And it sure enough was the president of Turkey. And he took his seat and after an introduction got up and gave the most remarkable speech I've ever heard a head of state give, showing clearly laying out the problem, that the problem was debt, and clearly setting the Turkish nation on a course to try to fix the problem. Now, it wasn't exactly the way I would have done it, because he still left in things like his desire to be a part of the European Union, and I think this is just a horrible mistake to join up with a regional, a transnational government. It can end in nothing but a transnational dictatorship, if you ask me. But other than that, it was a very good presentation and showed that his heart was absolutely in the right place, and he was attempting to make the Turkish monetary system serve the public interest. And the results are already in. Turkey has the second fastest growing economy in the world, next to China. It's been growing on average over the past 10 years at 5.1% GDP growth per year. That's remarkable. I mean, the leading growth nation in Europe is Latvia with 4.1%. So, and that's because Latvia was hit so hard by the 07, 08 financial debacle that they were starting out from a very low place. But Turkish growth has been steady, the track record's there, and they convened this conference to bring in the smartest people from around the Middle East to try to see if there, you know, there's any room for improvement, anything else they could do. And I was just floored by the whole thing. There are a lot of people on my YouTube channel who have commented, oh, this is just a ploy or a trick by Islamicists. And, you can get a lot of book reading on different topics, but when you're actually on the ground talking to these guys face to face, I detected a sincere desire to construct their monetary, to remake their monetary systems so that it would be pleasing to their God. And, their God might be somewhat different from our Christian God, but it's still way ahead of where the Wall Street financial powers are today.
And, of course, right now we are on the brink of disaster. You can't keep spending money we don't have, ladies and gentlemen, because everything is built upon debt, and we have to pay interest on all the money that is created. And right now we're putting out about $400 billion a year paying debt. But, of course, this is with a very low interest rate at about 3%. What happens when it goes to 6% or 7% or 8%? We'll be putting out certainly half of all the money that the government takes in just simply to pay interest on the national debt. How can we do that, Bill?
Well, we can't. We're headed off a cliff, and the current Fed chairman, Mr. Bernanke, just announced that we're going to press down on the accelerator.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with William Still.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. With winter approaching, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great and safe fall and upcoming winter season. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this morning, William Still. And William, why don't you give us your overview of what's going on with the monetary system in the United States and what needs to be done?
Well, I just wrote a piece which I published on my new YouTube channel right now. It's real short, and it kind of lays out the case. I got so sick watching the... I don't usually do it, but I watched some of the Sunday talking head shows yesterday, and it's the talk of default of the U.S. government debt just permeates everything. Like, oh, well, the shutdown might not be so bad, but boy, that looming default, that's really going to be a killer. And so I just decided I'd have to write a piece explaining that it is absolutely, we will never have a default on the U.S. debt. It's politically impossible. It will not happen. And here's one of the reasons for it. George Will, Pulitzer Prize winner, is really the only one on TV yesterday who got it pretty much partially right. And this is the way he put it, that the monthly income tax income of the U.S. government is 10 times greater than that necessary to prevent a default. And, of course, a default is the repayment of the coupon, the interest on government-issued bonds. And so what would have to happen is the administration and Congress together would have to willfully decide that they were going to pay every other debt except the coupon on those bonds, on those Treasury bonds, in order to have a default. So what's important about this is that they're just using this word default as a scare tactic. It's like the ultimate scare tactic from both the Republicans and the Democrats, when that completely avoids the issue. And the issue is, as you put it, all of our money is created as an interest-bearing debt primarily by commercial banks. So do I want to reduce spending? Absolutely. But you can't reduce spending when we're borrowing 10% of our national budget anymore. So under the current monetary construct, neither the Democrat socialist model or the Republican monopoly capitalist model can possibly work. So they're stuck, and they know it. And so they just argue incessantly about from two different sides of the political spectrum, and all of them know that neither one is going to work. So what the only thing that can work, and really maybe they just don't know this. I'll have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe that's the case. Maybe most of them have no idea how money is created and how simply this could be fixed. And the simple fix is that, as I said before, right now only 3% of the U.S. money supply, which is just the coins in your pocket, just the coins, are actually issued by the state, by the U.S. Treasury, without debt. 97% of the American money supply is issued as an interest-bearing debt by banks. We're talking about mortgage proceeds, corporate borrowing, credit cards, any type of lending the banks do. They don't go back in the back room and bring out a giant bag of quarters when they give you a loan. All they do is add numbers into your checking account. It's not money they have. It's not like they have some type of real reserves. They're supposed to keep a 10% reserve requirement deposited with the Fed, but we found out in 2008 that they were completely ignoring those rules, and no one was ever prosecuted for it. They just make it up. So here's how we fix it. We just change the ratio. As I said before, the ratio of bank money to state money right now in the United States is 97% to 3%. Well, so let's just put in a five-year plan. Let's immediately change that ratio to where only 85% of the U.S. money supply is allowed to be lent into existence by banks, and we're going to raise the amount of state money issued to 15%. Now, we can do that by either making larger denomination coins, or we can reissue U.S. notes, the famous greenbacks. I don't care how it's done. There are plenty of ways to do it. And then over the course of the next 12 months, we run some metrics to be sure that, it looks like this type of change actually helped the economy, and of course it would. And so then once those statistics are in, then we make a further change. We change the ratio again to only 70% bank money and 30% state money, and then the following year 50-50, et cetera, et cetera. And through this system, we can gradually ratchet down this completely immoral, illegal, deadly system where banks create all of our money, practically all of our money, as an interest-bearing debt. And that interest is what's killing the American economy, and it's killing it in two ways. The first way is just the raw interest payment alone in the coming fiscal year will be $450 billion. And that's almost the entire discretionary budget of the U.S. Congress. But more importantly, more subtle, but more importantly, is as the Bible says, the borrower shall be servant to the lender in Proverbs. And so consequently, when you have a sovereign nation borrowing money from essentially a bank, and all of this national debt, or the majority of this national debt, are issued as bonds, and the biggest buyer of those bonds are the biggest banks. And so it's not unfair to say that the majority of the national debt is owned by banks, foreign and domestic. And as long as you have the specter of a sovereign nation attempting to borrow money from banks, then the bank becomes the sovereign, and the borrower, the U.S. government, or the state, becomes the servant to the lender, the big banks. And that political science has devised a term for that over the ages. It's called plutocracy. And we do not want to live in a plutocracy. We, the people of the United States, need to take back this money-issuing power. As I just laid out, we can do it gradually so there's no big upset in the economy. I'm not talking about giving the Congress of the United States an unlimited printing press. This has to be a different entity of government controlled in the most democratic way possible, the most power deconsolidated way possible by the people of the United States.
Well, at the present time, though, certainly the Federal Reserve System is is coming up with it almost $1 trillion a year. And, of course, they're using that to buy treasury bills because other people don't want to buy our treasury bills. So they're buying up the treasury bills. They're buying up mortgages from the banks of $40, $45 billion a month. We're funneling basically into the banks. Where is the Federal Reserve getting the money they're using to buy all this, to buy the T-bills and buy the mortgage bonds?
Well, that's a great question. And really, the reason it's confusing, it just stems to this basic confusion that was created when the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913. They originally called it the Aldrich Bill after Senator Nelson Aldrich. However, Aldrich was quickly identified by the anti-bank press as being, you know, in the pocket of the banks. And so the people in the United States wanted monetary reform. They didn't want just another bank bill disguised as monetary reform, which is what the Aldrich Bill was. And so it didn't pass. They took it back in, and they simply made a change with the name. They called it the Federal Reserve System, making it look like it was actually a part of the government and therefore would operate to the benefit of the public interest. But in fact, it doesn't. It's now absolutely, positively, for sure, clear that the Fed is a private corporation. Its stockholders, its only stockholders, are the banks. So therefore, a corporation, by definition, cannot do anything but serve the interests of its stockholders, the banks. Therefore, by definition, this corporation, the Federal Reserve so-called system, cannot possibly serve the public interest because it must, by definition, serve the interests of the banks. And isn't that exactly what we've seen over the last 5 years, that government in league with the Federal Reserve have done nothing but pump unlimited quantities of money into the biggest banks, increasing the percentage held of money held by fewer and fewer hands to an unprecedented degree. And that's what's killing our system right now. That's why you have inflation at the top, where the big bankers spend their money in the commodities market and such, and yet you have no increase in wages down here for we the little people. You have a deflationary spiral, in fact, for we the little people. So that's why that phenomenon occurs, and it's never going to change, no matter what legislation is put through Congress. As long as you have Congress borrowing money from the biggest banks, for sure you will never get a piece of legislation that really, honestly, effectively fixes this problem, because they have to go against the interest of the banks. Not until we cut that tie between government borrowing and banks are we ever going to get effective reform that's going to re-empower the American middle class.
And I think people have to understand we have a built-in deficit program. We're spending more than we're taking in, and we're spending almost $1 trillion more than we're taking in. Well, this year they say it's only $670 billion, but in the past it's been $1.5 trillion on average. It's over $1 trillion a year deficit. How long can you keep running a deficit like that before the majority of the money coming in has to go to pay interest on the debt? I mean, the system is incredible. Most Americans don't understand that we're paying, as you say, over $400 billion a year in interest, and this is with low interest rates. At what point does the whole system collapse?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And, the solution is that if governments couldn't borrow money at all, that would completely and instantly resolve this overspending problem. Why? Because they would have to immediately raise taxes for every extra bit of borrowing that they wanted to do. And that would cause the public to immediately become enraged and immediately kick them out of office. This government borrowing, national debt thing, is a great blessing for two groups of people only. The banks, who make interest and further solidify their power, and number two, the politicians, because they don't have to make the unpopular choices of either cutting programs or increasing taxation to pay for these programs. And that's why you see this spiral of ever-increasing government spending, because they're able to push the repayment down the road through the national debt. It's very simple. The step number one, that's what the title of my book is, No More National Debt. That has got to be step number one. We've got to put an end to government borrowing. And this gradual reduction of the ratio of bank money to state money is really the most practical, effective way to do it.
Well, of course, now the Republicans are saying, well, we're certainly not going to, increase the national debt. Certainly we're going to, unless, of course, the government is willing to give up Obamacare. Well, even if the government gave up Obamacare, we would still be having massive debts, wouldn't we? In other words, all of this is really play-acting on the part of both political parties, isn't it? Because nobody wants to address the fact you've got to quit spending more than you're taking in. Would that be a fair
Absolutely.
Analysis?
It's nothing but political theater, and the press is going along with this instead of just getting up and screaming, no, none of this makes any difference. We have to go to the root of the problem, or this nation is going to become strangulated. And as you so correctly pointed out at the top of the show, the real purpose is to eliminate American national sovereignty and all national sovereignty and fold all nations into one giant over-consolidation of power. And just ask the British how they feel about their membership in the EU, because now 85% of their laws are no longer made in London. They're now made in Brussels. And the British people feel completely disconnected with their ability for self-governance. And once you end the feeling of people's ability for self-governance, you end buy-in for the whole society. Some people call it the social contract. And once you lose that, then your whole nation is down the drain, and nothing but anarchy and despotism can possibly eventually proceed.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly where we are headed today. And the people who lead both political parties know that. They just don't want you to know. If you have a question or comment, why, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Guardian Roofing reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part to keep our streets safe. That important reminder is brought to you by Jeff Holland, the family and staff at Guardian Roofing at 443 Weber Court in Erie. So phone 303-828-4236 for Guardian Roofing. They're on the air because they care. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534, and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated.
and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, William Still. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Well, most people really have never studied monetary systems. You can go back to the time of Diocletian at 300 A.D. When in Rome, why, of course, they tried the same thing, and they just created money, artificial money, massively expanded the money supply, got into an inflationary spiral. They executed people for raising prices. But, of course, with the monetary increase, why, you couldn't stop that. Eventually, Diocletian resigned as emperor. And, of course, we saw this certainly in the Weimar Republic, certainly in the 1920s. We've seen this time and again. We saw this in Rhodesia. We saw it in Argentina. But basically, we've always had a stable monetary system. At least we did until we went off the gold standard on August 15th, 1971. And we've had a wonderful time since then. We've seen wonderful prosperity, all built upon creating money out of nothing. And certainly we've increased the amount of money in circulation about 96% since 1913. Oh, but this cannot go on indefinitely, and you can't keep increasing the monetary supply with nothing behind it, because there are no barriers to amount it. Right now they're increasing at $1 trillion a year, and pretty soon the whole system comes down. What's going to happen? My concern, and I want to get William's thoughts on this, is that other countries throughout the world are holding massive numbers of dollars as their reserve currency, are going to simply stop holding the reserve currency. So the people in the Middle East, this conference that William went to this last week or so, basically they want a stable monetary system. The BRIC nations, that's Brazil, India, Russia, China, South Africa, want a stable monetary system built upon something else, and our fear is they're going to turn against the dollar. All of these dollars that these other countries are holding are going to come flooding back in here, and it's going to simply wipe out the value of our currency. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question, what are your thoughts on that, William? Is this a possibility that the value of our currency could be destroyed and our people could be impoverished?
Well, it could be destroyed, but see, there's another, as you know, Stan, you brought up some topics where you and I disagree. I mean, the gold standard, for example, can provide monetary stability, but it also can't. It's not in our hands. That's the problem. It's not what backs the money that's important. It's who is controlling the quantity of that money. For example, the gold standard did not prevent the depression of the 1930s. It has never served to promote freedom or wealth for the middle class because it's based on the scarce money concept. And you can see this all the way down through history. Now, what is important is who controls the money and for whose benefit. For example, back in ancient Greece, Solon, one of the ways he fixed things was he called in all the gold and silver coin, recast them with half of the amount of money, with half the amount of precious metal, and then put them back out into circulation. So he effectively doubled the nation's money supply. Well, this worked great, and it pulled Greece out of the hole that it had been in, as it does always. Now, you correctly mentioned, by increasing the money supply, this decreases its value. Well, yeah, that's true, but for example, the solution in present-day Greece would be to withdraw from the euro, reissue the drachma, not base it on gold, because of course they don't have any, and then just let it float in the open marketplace. Of course, this would devalue the drachma tremendously. So what would be the effect of that? What that would do would be it would eliminate the ability of Greeks to buy BMWs from Germany or plastic television sets from China. And what would that do to a smart, savvy investor, both in the United States and Europe and Greece? They'd say, oh my goodness, we don't have a way to buy cheap television sets. Maybe we could start up a television set plant here in Greece and produce our own television sets and employ a lot of people. And then, you know, pretty soon the Germans are going, you know, those Greek television sets are now way cheaper than those Chinese television sets. And we don't even have to take them off a ship. We can just run a truck down to Greece and pick them up. And so basically it empowers internal production. And isn't that the root, one of the roots of our problems here in the United States, that through this so-called free trade nonsense, we've exported all of our manufacturing capability over to China and now even other nations providing less money for their workers than China. So it's a race to the bottom as far as economic slavery for the people who do the manufacturing. So, you know, during the time of William Jennings Bryan back in 1900, the 1896 presidential race, one of the big presidential issues in every single race, every single cycle, was whether we're going to raise or lower tariffs. And tariffs were typically 30 to 40%, and sometimes the issue was should we raise them to 45%. And you know, tariffs are constitutional. That's something that every nation should impose in a way that maximizes the strength of that sovereign nation. That's another thing we have to get away from, is this concept that, oh, we have to have free trade and we have to join into these international trade organizations and we have to eventually join into international political organizations. That's nonsense. The founders were very concerned about tyranny, and so they created the Constitution with the separation of powers concept. It's the very root of the entire document. That's where power should be spread out to the maximum possible extent. And what is the separation of powers concept on the international level? It's the independent sovereign nation state. And once that is sufficiently eroded and internationalism or globalism comes into place, then nothing can proceed but an ironclad world dictatorship. Just as Lord Acton said, absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. So the more consolidated the power, the greater the propensity for it to become corrupt. So that's why the founders wanted power to be spread out to the maximum possible extent in the United States. That's why everything I talk about is based on deconsolidating power, not consolidating power. Now, I think gold money and gold coin and silver coin are great for to be used as a complementary currency. That's why I supported the Utah Monetary Act back 3 years ago, and was the only monetary reformer to do so. But you can't have the money system tied, the overall money system tied to gold. Just to have gold as a right out there in the marketplace, if people like gold better, they can use it. If people like U.S. notes better, they can use that. And that's the way it should be.
And we'll be back in a moment here. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. We'll be back with William Hill.
Sure. Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
During these trying times, our troops need our help more than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the life of a serviceman. So give the gift of life, give blood. It's simple and it saves lives. That's courtesy of Beach Consulting Service, where service is based on the importance they place in satisfying their customers with quality and integrity. Beach Consulting Service provides full service support for commercial and residential customers. Contact them in Fort Collins at 970-226-6478.
Well, Dr. Dan here, I guess, with him still. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. William, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get to your website? We do carry the book that you wrote before. What was the book you wrote, earlier book?
No More National Debt.
Okay. No, that's your latest one, the one before that.
The one before that was On the Horns of the Beast, and the one before that was New World Order, the Ancient Plan of Secret Societies.
Okay, fine. On the Horns of the Beast we do have. But the latest one we don't have. Why don't you tell our listeners how they get in touch with you and get your information?
It's pretty simple. It's BillStill.com.
BillStill.com. And basically, we carry On the Horns of the Beast. We think it's a very important book. Why? Because it goes into the background of what's going on. Basically, our founding fathers established tariffs because they wanted to maintain the sovereignty of our nation. Our current leaders have done away largely with tariffs because their loyalty is not to America but to the internationalist dream. That's why they transferred so much of our manufacturing and our jobs and our wealth to other nations to build up the economy of China and of India. And this is what we've done. We've built up the economy throughout the world, and we've lowered the living standards here in the United States. And people are making less, really, as far as purchasing power today than they did a decade ago. And it's only going to get worse. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. William, what can we do? How can we get to the American people and let them understand that eventually, of course, this whole thing is going to aim at lower the living standards and certainly destroying the manufacturing infrastructure of our society?
Well, basically, the most important thing we can do is what you're doing, Stan. You have stood like a rock for truth. For years and years and years, I don't know how many years I've been coming on your show, probably since about 1991 when my first book came out. But I love it that, you know, at the top of your each segment, you'll play another part of the Constitution. My favorite is the preamble to the Constitution, which is about the only thing I can recite by heart. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And, you know, but so that was when the founders wanted the government to serve the public interest, but now it doesn't. And the erosion started when governments started to borrow. Then they became the captives of the banks. They became the captives of the large corporations. They started the free trade movement. They started doing away with tariffs. And so then the biggest corporations were free to offshore their stuff and go to, you know, essentially the slaviest states they could find. Now, the reason this has come about, it's been a gradual process. The bank community has been able to erode the three great pillars of truth in any nation: the politicians, the media, and now even the academic community. Well, the politicians, it's obvious. Since the government borrows from banks, then the politicians are now held captive by the banks. And we've never seen this so clearly delineated as within the last 5 years. I mean, they're just shoveling money to J.P. Morgan. And Jamie Dimon of Morgan can go before Congress and just lie through his teeth, never have to suffer the consequences, where some baseball player will tell a fib about using steroids or even not tell a fib, but they'll excoriate him and try to destroy his entire life. Well, in any case, that's the political side. It's completely taken over by the banks now. Then the second side was the media. Gradually, the banks started after the media. They started buying newspapers openly. J.P. Morgan bought the New York Times, installed one of his buddies from, I think it was the Chattanooga Times, as the head publisher, Mr. Oakes. And so it's been the mouthpiece of Morgan ever since. I know for a fact, I have friends in the television industry in New York, and they say that J.P. Morgan is the dominant player in providing loans to the three big networks, and they encourage the networks to borrow to the point where the networks can't even roll over their debt. They can't even pay the interest on their debt. They have to have Morgan roll over the loans. And so that's absolute control. And finally, the academic community. There was such an interesting story, I think, in the New Yorker magazine about 18 months ago, where a guy showed that the vast majority of the editorial boards of the seven leading economics journals in the country are now completely dominated by people who either have side jobs with the Fed or have worked for the Fed. And it's well known in the academic community, not just in this nation, but worldwide, that you cannot put a truly monetary reform, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-debt money message out in any economics journal and have it published. So now even the academic community is completely cowed, completely dominated by bank money. And so really the only alternative is work like I'm doing, putting out YouTubes, which have become real popular, but the heroic work that talk radio has done for the last 20 years. And so you're just to be congratulated on this. You just keep on hammering on the same topic, it's just a wonderful work that you've done.
Well, it's a privilege to have a voice at a time like this and to be able to get, hopefully, at least some people out there to understand what's going on and begin making preparations, because my fear is that the vast majority of the American people really believe in the system. They think it's going to keep going on forever. And it can't go on forever. Certainly the debt is increasing. And, of course, there's nobody in Washington, D.C. who really wants to do what's right, or if they do, they don't have a voice. Why don't the leaders of the Republican Party say, look, the issue is not Obamacare. The issue is we're spending more than we're taking in. And we've got to live within our boundaries. We've got to either or to cut spending, or we've got to increase the taxes. Nobody wants to increase taxes. That's suicidal. Nobody wants to cut spending and cut back on Social Security and Medicare and all these other wonderful programs. And yet, of course, when you can't afford them, sooner or later, the whole thing collapses. That's what's going to happen. William, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and we have to buy time on radio stations. We don't buy time here. The American Freedom Network is gracious enough to allow us to come on, but we do certainly need your help to maintain our effort to try to educate the American people. We've been at this for 50 years, doing talk radio all for 20 years. But basically, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our 4 best tapes of the month on our newsletter. You can get the various products we have. We've got all sorts of tapes on every imaginable subject. From the Federal Reserve, we carry Bill Sills' book, On the Horns of the Beast. We have all sorts of 4 tape sets and CDs, and you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and look at the items that we carry. And then, of course, if you love, we carry Miracle Tooth soap products, we carry the Berkey water products, or we certainly carry a line of minerals and vitamins and the things that you need to maintain your health, because, ladies and gentlemen, most people are deficient in magnesium. They're not getting enough magnesium or vitamin D3 or curcumin. And certainly we carry prostate support and immune support and the things that you need. If you'd like a list of the health products we carry, you can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Or you call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a list of the health products or ask for a catalog. We'll be glad to send it to you. That's 1-800-544-8927. But we're moving into a crisis situation. There's no question. I will tell you that the elite have their underground facilities for themselves. Massive food stock. That's why in 2011, for about 6 months, you couldn't get a freeze-dried food regularly because they were stocking it for the elite. Buying ammunition. That's for their protection, understand? They know a major catastrophe is coming. And if you read the departing, the farewell address, and you get this on the Internet by Janet Napolitano, August 27th of this year. She says this, our country is going to at some time experience a an event, and she refers to it as a cyber event, that will have a serious effect on our lives, our finances, and, of course, on the function of every aspect of our society. We're going to experience a cyber event at some point, that will have a serious effect on our lives, our fortunes,